Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, again, you're listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we ended talking about how some people who, when they were first saved, were bubbly and just spellbound by all of the wonders of Christ. Everything was new and exciting. You know, we too, I remember when we took orders to Germany, God opened up the door to within less than 5 days of reporting and arriving in Stuttgart, Germany, and reporting for duty at U.S. European Command. When I was in the Navy, I was handed the front door key to the military chapel at Robinson Barracks as the DSL, or denominational service leader of the Pentecostal service. This was just one of many things that God has been preparing for us, and in time we moved more and more in His plan and His purpose for our lives. Every day was exciting and just new. Everything seemed, everything was just almost enchanting. New people, new responsibilities, new challenges, new surroundings, new languages. Everything was new. Even the sun seemed to shine a little brighter in Germany. Now, I will have to save that story for another time, and I got to get back to what we're saying last week. But getting back to that, I ended by saying, what happened? Well, that is easy. People who move away from what God is doing disconnect themselves from the vine. And when we disconnect from the vine, who is Jesus Christ, we also slowly but surely disconnect ourselves from God's children too. Now, many reasons can cause this disconnection, but the end result is always the same. They have lost the life-giving flow from the Father through the vine. Let me say that again. They have lost the life-giving flow of the Father through the vine. Instead of life infused through the vine, they have just cut themselves off from that life-giving flow and now start to die to the things of God. But I have some good news here, though. You know, once we disconnect ourselves from the vine, and that happens, I mean, I've seen it time and time again, spiritually, wow, we can reconnect, but not so in the natural realm. Not so with fruits and flowers and vegetables and stuff like that. Because at whatever level of development that fruit or the flower becomes, that is all they will ever be when life comes and blows them off the tree or whatever. But unless we too spiritually realize that we have disconnected ourselves from the vine, we too, that's all that we will be spiritually in our development. And we will never come to this realization, then they will die. Spiritually, people will die and, not being connected to the vine, but they will be connected to the ground, where people will gather them up and throw them into the fire. And you can see that in John 15 and 6. So if the vine is the life, and it is, my friend, of the branches, then the branches must receive life from the vine as their life. Let me say that again. The branches must receive life from the vine as their life. This is the way the husband, God, has it arranged in the natural realm. And guess what? This is the same way that God has it arranged in the spiritual realm. There is none of, pay attention here, please. There is no other arrangement in God's creation for the branches. Now, that would be us to receive life. Let me say that again. There is no other arrangement in God's creation for the branches, that would be us, that we would be able to receive life. Now we really need to let that sink into our heart today. Often we think as Christians, if we have the ability to get life from our own reasoning or abilities, if we could just do this or do that, if we could just say this or say that, we would have that wherewithal to build the building and start the ministry. But no, God has preordained before the foundations of the world was laid that man shall not live by bread alone, or working for God to receive resources to sustain life. Oh no, but we are to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the vine, Jesus Christ. Ultimately, this means that we do not simply draw from Christ the vine for things that we need or even when we are in a crisis, no, but rather we abide in Him by grace through faith every day of our life. Wow. We abide in Christ the vine by grace through faith every day of our life. You know, many Christians like to recite John 3:16. You know, you're seeing even signs at ball games and ballparks, almost anywhere that people gather, and those signs are good. But please know that, you know, and please don't misunderstand me here, that John 3:16 is a good verse, and it tells people, especially Jewish people, that God loves them. And He loves them and so much that He gave His only begotten or His only unique Son to die for them. And if we believe that, then we will have, you know, we will not perish, but we will have everlasting life. And this is a wonderful verse, but it does not tell us, you know, how to be saved. It does tell us that we will have everlasting life, which is true. But everyone, did you know, my friend, from Adam forward has eternal life somewhere when they die. If you're alive today, then you will be alive again after you die somewhere. By being born of a woman, we have eternal life. So the question is not, will we live forever? Oh, no. The question is, where shall we live out our eternal life? My friend, we have only two places where we can live, either with God and His plan and in His purposes, or ultimately in the lake of fire, which was made not for man, but it was made for Satan and his fallen angels. The main verse in the Bible that tells us how to be saved is Ephesians 2:8. Let me say that again. The main verse in the Bible that tells us how to be saved is Ephesians 2:8. Paul writes, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God." Boy, I hope you can see the difference here, my friend. Between John 3:16 and Ephesians 2:8. One verse, John 3:16, tells us that God loves us. Yes, He does. And the other verse, Ephesians 2:8, tells us how to be saved. In short, Christ is our life. Christ in us and us in Christ. We belong to Him. And this, my friend, then is Christianity. You know, if you read John 15, you will see that the relationship between God and, you know, Jesus and man and God and is described there and is the basis for everything. Behind it is the foundation of redemption, how we are planted into His death and into His resurrection. This union of planting does not end. Oh, no, it doesn't. This is a life process that's going on. When we live out from that relationship and our life between us and the branches comes out of our relationship with Him. Wow. Did you get that, my friend? No relationship with the vine, Jesus Christ, then there will be no godly relationship with our spouses and with our brothers and our sisters. No, there won't. And if our life from Christ, we will spiritually wither. Wow. Without being in that vine, we will begin to spiritually wither. Not overnight, mind you. Oh, no. Not overnight will we spiritually wither and begin to die. Oh, no. But slowly over time, spiritually, death will creep in. And before we know it, wow, we are on our way. We're withering and we're on our way to the fire pit. I have seen this happen in so many lives, how people that once walked with the Lord no longer walk with the Lord. They've been offended or they get upset or they just get tired. They just get tired of it all, tired of the church and tired of all this, and they just walk away and then just begin to spiritually die. That is not what God has in mind. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you tune in next week and hear more about the vine Jesus Christ, the one and only vine in our life. God bless. We love you all. Have a great week. Amen.